Safe zones for the homeless. Lawmakers have been talking about it and studying the issue for years, decades really. But could 2018 be the year the idea takes hold here on Oahu? Civil Beat's Reality Check takes a closer look at the different points of view. Natanya Friedheim joins us this morning. Morning.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
So lots of bills this session trying to tackle this issue.
Definitely. There are over 80 bills related to homelessness and about a dozen that outline in some way safe zones.
So go down the list. What are some things we'll be hearing about?
Sure. There are a lot of measures. For the ones related to safe zones, there are a lot of different visions of what these areas would look like. Some lawmakers are proposing, finding state land and putting containers. A bill by Representative Tom Brower, recommends putting containers, he said, similar to shipping containers or other sort of temporary structures where people could live. Other bills are very general and let the Department of Human Services set up their own safe zones, but most of them include some sort of service that would be provided in these safe zone areas. And then there are bills that are not related to safe zones at all, measures that attempt to raise money for homelessness. For example, putting a portion of the transient accommodation tax into a fund to address homelessness, or increasing the general excise tax, or even a bill that would start a 3-year lottery pilot and then put the revenues into a fund to address homelessness.
Right, so lots of ideas on how to tackle this crisis. We know the governor is proposing, what, $100 million in the budget. So we'll see how these lawmakers sort out these bills and what kind of money actually goes in the budget by session's
end.
Yes.
Yeah, it remains to be seen. And the EGA administration is requesting about $15 million in funds for homeless services. And that money would really just maintain the services at the level that they're currently at. The administration is focused on making sure programs like Housing First, which places chronically homeless people into housing, or Rapid Rehousing, which offers short-term rental subsidies, making sure that those programs are maintained and still function in the coming year.
All right. Well, thank you, Natanya, for joining us. We'll be tracking more of your stories. Okay. Bye-bye.
Great.
That
Bye.
Was Civil Beat reporting fellow Natanya Friedheim with today's Reality Check.